Upanyavaro also have explained this program, I think. But for those who have much experienced in this meditation, may be able to sit longer than an hour, then they should not follow the program, the schedule. They should sit as long as they can, say 1 hour or 1.5 hour or 2 hours or 3 hours or 4 hours. But after sitting meditation, they should walk 1 hour. And again, we have to practice this Vipassana meditation, mindfulness meditation, insight meditation in three aspects. One is walking, the other is sitting. The third one is observing all general or daily activities, such as rising from the seat, sitting down, bending of the arms, stretching of the arms, lifting the arms, moving, putting down. And also, while you are washing your face, while you are taking bath, while you are taking food, taking meal, there are many, many activities which should be observed. Those activities are called daily activities or general activities, which must be observed, which must be mindful of as it is. To observe, to be mindful of these activities, you have to slow down your actions and movements as much as possible so that you can catch each and every movement or actions of the body. You have to slow down. So the Venerable Mahasi Siyara said, meditator must be like a sick person, because a sick person doesn't move quickly. He moves very, very slowly. In the same way, meditator should move very slowly so that he can be aware of each and every activity of the body as it really is. This is called awareness of daily activities or observing daily activities. While you are, say, taking breakfast or lunch, you go to the table, lifting, moving, dropping, or lifting, dropping, lifting, dropping, slowly, mindfully, by being mindful of all the movement of the food. When you reach the table, then stand still and note standing posture. Standing. Then when you intend to sit down on the chair, intending is a mental state, so which must be realized. Then you sit down on the chair, sitting down slowly. The movement of a sitting down must be aware of very precisely. When you have settled down on your chair, then you look at the food, looking. When you want to or intend to hold a fork or spoon, then intending. When you stretch your arms to the fork or spoon, so stretching. When you touch it, touching. When you hold it, holding. When you pick it, picking. In this way, All the activities which involved in the act of taking meal must be aware of, must be mindful of as much as possible. Slow down all actions and movements as much as possible. Continuity of mindfulness for the whole day is indispensable to have deep concentration of mind and a clear insight into mental and physical phenomena and their true nature. So you should try to have a continuous mindfulness for the whole day. But in the beginning of the practice, it's very difficult to get it, but you must try. Sometimes you may be disappointed to forget the action and the movement, not unmindfully. Doing unmindfully, moving unmindfully, you may be disappointed. You should not be disappointed. This is just a learning stage of a meditation. So if you forget to note this time, then you should determine, next time I won't miss it. I'll suddenly catch it and observe it as it is. In this way, practice makes perfect. You'll be able to observe all daily activities and more detail. Then, I think it's enough for us to teach how to be mindful of how to practice meditation. Vajra meditation. In the following nights too, we will deal with the practical exercise on this Vajra meditation. Then, when you get up at the 4, when the bell rings, after you have washed your face and hands and dressing and so on, then you walk. After walking, then you sit. When you have settled down on your seat for meditation, when you have got ready to meditate, then what you should do? You should bow down the Buddha, the Dhamma, the Sangha, reflecting the attributes of these triple gems as much as possible, respectfully. This act of bowing down inspires you to do this task of meditation perseveringly and persistently. Then you sit on the seat, mindfully, slowly. And then develop the loving kindness, metta, towards all living beings. Reflecting like this, may all living beings be happy and peaceful, free from animosity, free from infliction, both mental and physical. In this way, you should try to wish all living beings to be happy and peaceful. It means that you are developing the spirit of loving kindness, metta, and you about say 2 or 3 minutes or 5 minutes. after that, while you are doing that, you feel happy, calm, concentrate. Then you begin to note rising, falling, rising, falling. That's before the first sitting, you should do that. There are also some meditations which should be done before the first sitting, but they are not very necessary for you. So you do the first four, recollection of the Buddha's attributes, Dhamma's attributes, Sangha's attributes. Then, developing your loving spirit of loving kindness towards all living beings. Here, loving kindness means wishing the welfare of all living beings, goodwill of all living beings. May they be happy, peaceful, free from all kinds of suffering. May all living beings be happy and peaceful, free from all kinds of suffering, all kinds of animosity and infliction and so on. Then, after that, you begin practice meditation, beginning with the rise and fall of the abdomen. Yes, it's enough. May all of you strive for your best to purify your mind by means of a mindfulness and live happily and peacefully.